Off the Ball, GAA.
Reportedly that Brian Fenton has retired. The thing is, he's just 31. While he may be just 31, it's a decade, an unbelievable decade with the Dubs.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, a massive night awaits the Ireland women's team. Romal Palmer says re-signing for St. Pat's was a no-brainer, and a Saudi World Cup is likely to see the tournament given another unusual start date. First up, Ireland captain Katie McCabe says they must channel their previous playoff experience in the right way. They go into tonight's second leg of their Euro playoff at Wales level at a goal apiece. Ireland won their most recent playoff, a one-legged affair with Scotland, to qualify for the last World Cup. And McCabe says they must channel the nerves ahead of tonight's second leg at the Aviva.
I think the beauty of team sports is that you've got teammates out there with you. You're not standing alone, nor are you standing alone as a team. You've, again, tomorrow we'll be standing with our home crowd as well, and I'm sure the country that'll be watching us too from home. So you're not alone, and I think it's important, as I kind of alluded to earlier, about sharing those experiences with the younger players, letting them know that it's okay to feel nervous, excitement, and maybe feel the pressure a little bit. We're human beings at the end of the day, so, and it is a game of football. So yeah, it's just kind of sharing that and making sure we're all kind of on the same page. And yeah, we do feel calm. I think what calmness brings is kind of from the clarity the coaches and the staff are giving us as well in terms of what our game plan will be.
Manager Eileen Gleeson's admitted that Ireland have been practising penalties. McCabe says they'll give their all to ensure they're not needed, while Gleeson concedes all the practice in the world can't prepare players for that moment.
I mean, you can't replicate it. Like,
exactly. A big loudspeaker with crowd noises, yeah. Or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, look, it's a big pressure moment in a game, you know, as a final way to decide the game. But yeah, I think, you know, for me as the head coach, it's having a structure around it, that it's not a random decision making on the moment to try and have people prepared, and you know that you're getting ahead of that. Yeah, you know, it's a big science now, the penalty taking, and
loads behind it now.
Yeah, it's not as random now as it maybe was. You know, it's very technical, so I like to lean into a bit of the science.
Kickoff is 7:30, and more than 25,000 tickets have been sold for the match at the Aviva Stadium. Before that, at 5:00, Northern Ireland resume 4-0 down away to Norway, while Finland and Scotland are scoreless ahead of their second leg, which starts at 5:15. Romal Palmer says signing a new 2-year deal with St. Patrick's Athletic was a no-brainer. The English midfielder joined the Saints on loan from Turkish club Göztepe in February and would be a crucial member of the Pats team that came so close to reaching the Conference League group phase. In all, Palmer made 25 appearances for the Saints, and such were the nature of his performances that a number of EFL clubs had shown an interest. But Palmer says Pats boss Stephen Kenny played a huge role in rebuilding his confidence. He joins defenders Alex Hoberg and Tom Gravosti in penning new deals with the Inchicore club, and Palmer explained his reasons for staying to St. Pat's TV's Jamie Moore.
I think it was obviously hard coming in at first, a bit confusing for everyone around, me coming in injured. But again, that's credit to the club. I've always said it. They've stuck by me from day one, and always knew what I had, the potential I had. And yeah, when I got back fit and got back playing with the gaffer's trust, it was around the time of the European start and the European campaign, and it was just amazing. Just what an experience. And yeah, I just want to kick on now again and go for it.
Yeah, I mean, Europe was really special. Your two goals, the run of results that we went on, making to the cusp of the league phase or the group stage for the first time ever as well. It was fairly special. And I suppose your connection to the club and the supporters, we really saw that on those few weeks.
Yeah, most definitely. I think it grew. I mean, it was obvious to see. With obviously the results in Europe and almost like a little chant there that was made, which was quite special. I think I remember hearing it in Vaduz for the first time, and it was quite surprising. So yeah, they're special moments that will live with me forever, and I just want to create more moments like that, and yeah, just keep going forward. That's all I can say.
Milk! Ugh! 20 in Rush drinks. In Rush? Yeah, and he said if I didn't drink lots of milk when I grow up, I'd be good enough to play for Accrington Stanley.
Accrington Stanley? Who are they?
Exactly. Now get off!
Give me some!
Accrington Stanley owner Andy Holt described their FA Cup third round draw away to Liverpool as the best draw they could have hoped for. Stanley have only played Liverpool once before in their history, also at Anfield and also in the third round. It was back in 1956 when two goals from Billy Little handed Liverpool the win. National League club Tamworth were drawn away to eight-time cup winners Tottenham. Salford City won't have to travel far for the first third-round tie in their history. They'll play Manchester City at the Etihad. But the tie of the round will see holders Manchester United away to Arsenal in January. Those ties will be played at the slightly later weekend on the 11th of January. Arsenal and United meet in the Premier League tomorrow night.
Known as a shorty, I was always told that if I ain't gonna be part of the greatest, I gotta be the greatest myself. Come on, come on, yeah, come on.
As you know, this is my last year in the club. I just wanna enjoy it and just, I don't wanna think about it. I feel I'm free to play football and we'll see what's gonna happen next year.
The angle is tight, pulls it across to Salah, and there is the equaliser. Mo Salah sprints to the Liverpool supporters.
That's a brilliant penalty kick from the Egyptian king, and he fires a couple of arrows off into the Liverpool crowd.
Salah's looking to do his thing.
Another special Mohamed Salah moment should seal 3 points.
You people had enough? Give me some more. You people want the wild hit? Give me some more. You're split for the G's at? Give me some more.
Well, we're almost in December. I haven't received any offer to stay yet in the club, so probably I'm more out than him.
The only thing I can say is if I look at my lineups, I'm always more in than out.
But this idea in the saying that keep giving what he wants, this club is not built on giving people what they want. That's where the success of the club is coming for, being ahead of the game.
I do my thing, bring motion to generate money. Cha-ching! You people had enough? Give me some more.
1-0 Liverpool!
This is just world class. That is unbelievable from Mo Salah.
It's Mo Salah once again. And he goes up with his hand on his ear, sits on the advertising hoardings and takes the acclaim. How big a goal could that be in the Reds' Premier League season?
Ipswich have defended the decision of their captain Sam Morsy not to wear a rainbow-coloured captain's armband in Saturday's defeat in Nottingham Forest. Morsy was the only Premier League captain to opt out of the Rainbow Laces campaign, citing religious beliefs. The Wolverhampton-born midfielder is a practising Muslim and represents Egypt at international level. In a statement, Ipswich said, "We respect the decision of our captain Sam Morsy, who's chosen not to wear the rainbow captain's armband due to his religious beliefs. We'll continue to grow in an environment where all are valued and respected, both on and off the pitch." Ipswich are in Premier League action tonight. They host Crystal Palace at Portland Road. It's a battle of two teams in the bottom four. Ruud van Nistelrooy has his first home game in charge of Leicester. West Ham are the visitors to the King Power. Meanwhile, former Porto manager Sergio Conceição is the latest name being linked with the West Ham job. Saturday's 5-2 loss at home to Arsenal has done very little to ease the pressure on the current manager, Julen Lopetegui. West Ham have just 4 wins this season. None of them have come back-to-back. They've been linked with former Borussia Dortmund boss Edin Terzic in recent weeks, but their focus has now switched to the former Portugal winger. He ended a 7-year stint in charge of Porto in the summer, having won the Portuguese League 3 times, the Cup on 4 occasions, and he also led them to 2 Champions League quarterfinals. And get set for another Winter World Cup on Wednesday week. FIFA will award the 2034 tournament to Saudi Arabia. The Gulf state is the sole bidder for that year's renewal of football's greatest competition and will be approved as host nation without a vote taking place in an online meeting. Sky-high summer temperatures led to the 2022 World Cup in Qatar being played across the November and December of that year. In an evaluation report on Saudi's bid, it highlighted climatic conditions and religious events around the scheduling of the tournament. Ramadan in 2034 starts on the evening of November the 11th, ending on the 10th of December of that year, which would rule out that period. Instead, the World Cup could start at the beginning of January and run until just before Valentine's Day. The same evaluation report claimed a Saudi World Cup would be a medium risk in regards to human rights. Amnesty International have described Saudi Arabia's World Cup bid as an astonishing whitewash of the country's atrocious human rights record.